And good morning. You're tuned in right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF alongside Connor Harbit. I am Brandon Tamman. Thanks for joining us here this morning. We'll get back into open line in the 9 o'clock hour post local and national news. But first, we want to continue our interviews here throughout the morning. Now we bring in someone from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, and we have Dr. Shravan Gangula with us here today. Doctor, appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to see you again. I know we had you a few weeks back, so it's good to get you back in here. Of course, continuing to update the community and our listeners regarding COVID-19 and everything going on with that. I'll start here with you this morning. Obviously, we're in that first phase, Governor Laura Kelly's state reopening of the economy. Of course, it's more of a county-by-county basis. Things are kind of based on that, but for the most part, we're slowly seeing things kind of open back up. So as a medical professional, I will ask you this. Do you believe that it's good timing, I guess, that we are now kind of slowly beginning to reopen things back up?
Yeah, I definitely think it's very appropriate timing that we are reopening things, and that I can say with very much confidentiality, or I am 100% confident that we are doing the right thing right now. I am the county's medical health director, and we have had several of our heads put together in planning in opening up of our county in a phase-wise manner. So right now we are at phase one, and this is basically a slow opening of businesses. And the main reason why we are doing this is not because the coronavirus is gone, just because we think as a nation, as a state, as a city, and as a county, we think that our hospital will not be overwhelmed with any number of corona cases.
What would you say to those? I mean, there's still plenty of people, obviously, that feel like we might be pulling the trigger a little bit too soon, that we might be going a little bit too fast. What would you say to those that are still kind of hesitant on going out right now?
Again, you know, I would not want people to worry, but I would want them to take, again, things with a little bit of seriousness. Like, you know, even when you go out, you still have to consider masking. You still have to participate in social distancing, which means that be at least 6 feet from your neighboring person. And then as soon as you go home, take a shower or at least wash your hands very appropriately.
And it's very critical to follow the restrictions that are put in place by whatever business or retail shop or restaurant that you're going into.
Yes, absolutely.
We're talking with Dr. Shravan Gangula with CRMC. Appreciate his time here this morning, continuing to keep everybody up to date on what's going on with COVID-19. Well, let's talk specifically with CRMC. I know policies are maybe a little bit different, maybe a few changes for those. What should our listeners be aware of with those policy changes kind of surrounding CRMC?
So again, you know, I just want everybody to know that we are open and we are ready. If at all anybody thinks that you need to be seen by a medical professional or, you know, come visit your doctor, let it be for any well-child appointments, you know, your annual Medicare well visits, and if any other acute problem, by all means, feel free to come on in. Again, you know, we are adhering to strict policies set forth by the CDC, we are doing everything to maintain social distance. We are asking the patients to mask up whenever you come in. If the patients do not have their own masks, we are providing our own masks to the patient. And then we still do not have an open waiting room because, again, you know, if you open up your waiting room, that just doesn't get in line with your 6 feet social distancing. So we are actually taking the people from their cars directly into the waiting rooms to be seen by a medical doctor, medical professional. And we opened up our elective surgeries as well. Again, that is all in a stepwise manner. And in our phase one, we will be testing all the patients who are having their elective surgeries for COVID-19.
And even some parts of the country, you know, throughout this whole pandemic, numbers in general, just kind of taking away everything that's involving the coronavirus, but numbers in hospitals seem to be down because a lot of people are afraid to go to their medical professional because of everything that's surrounding. But we need to advise our listeners that obviously your health is first and foremost. And if you feel that something's wrong, do not be afraid to go to the doctor because everything is put in place to keep everybody safe.
Correct, definitely. I mean, that the one thing I would say that is the chances of people contracting coronavirus or COVID-19 because of going to their doctor's office is probably very, very, very minimal compared to the chance that they would contract the disease outside of their doctor's office.
Like going to the store.
Exactly.
Or like something like that. You're more likely
to contract that rather than if you step into your doctor's office.
We're talking with Shravan Gangula, doctor with CRMC. A few more minutes here with him this morning. Of course, kind of just going over the latest up-to-date new policies with CRMC and just kind of keeping everybody up to date with everything going on. We still get calls here, COVID-19 questions, but we like to encourage everybody to call the CRMC clinic if they have any questions related to maybe the COVID-19 virus. So I know that number, 620-688-6566, and any questions that can be directed to that number, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anything else you feel like we should let the listeners know here this morning? Again, the policies, that information can be found probably online, the CRMC website. So obviously you can check there to kind of see everything going on. But what would you say, again, just as we're kind of in this beginning stage of just the reopening process of this, just, you know, still to those, be wary a little bit, you know, use caution, but at the same time, we're just trying to piece everything together one by one.
You know, my piece of advice to everybody is still remain very, very vigilant. Again, we are not opening up because we think that the coronavirus is gone. No, the coronavirus is here. And I believe, you know, till we have a effective vaccine, it will stay with us. Again, the main reason why we are opening up in a phase-wise manner is because, you know, we all know we can't live like this indefinitely. So we have to open up our businesses. And again, you know, people have to be seen by their health professionals. Again, you know, for your routine, normal health visits, going to your doctor's office is very important. But again, everybody remain very vigilant. Mask up while in public. Follow up your social distancing rules at least 6 feet from your neighboring person. And key is wash your hands.
Yeah. And I still think, you know, a lot of stuff medically can still be done telehealth or televideo. I still think those are being offered in some regards.
Yes. I shouldn't say most, but yes, some part of medical health can be delivered via telehealth. But again, you know, nothing better compared to a doctor seeing the patient physically in the office.
No, I agree. When it comes to medical health, I want someone in front of me telling me what's going on. Right. And just like you said, it's safer to go to the hospital than, you know, if you feel like you don't want to go to your medical professional because you're scared of maybe contracting the coronavirus, you're more likely to probably contract the coronavirus maybe just by simply going to the grocery store more so than going to your healthcare professional. Right. So again, for those out there who are weary maybe about going and seeing their doctor when they need to, your health is first and foremost, and everything's put in place to keep everybody safe. So,
And again, you know, we are disinfecting each and every surface throughout the clock, and again, as I say, the risk of contracting coronavirus when you come through CRMC doors is very, 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 very minimal.
Right. Okay. Well, again, the CRMC COVID-19 clinic, any questions regarding that can be directed there, 620-688-6566. And Dr. Shravan Gangula with us here from CRMC. We appreciate it. Thank you so much again. Hopefully we'll see you again, of course, kind of reopening things out, and we'll continue to talk with CRMC each and every week. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. With Connor Harbitz, I'm Brandon Tamman. You're locked into the Mighty 690.